Greetings, friends. In the book of Revelation, in the 20th chapter, God makes a statement that all of the saints, all of those who died in faith in Christ prior to Christ's first coming, and all of the saints that died in faith in Christ after his first coming, but before his second coming, that all of the saints and all of those who are alive and remain at Christ's second coming, all of the saints will at the same time be resurrected from the dead or changed in a twinkling of an eye and given eternal life in spirit-composed bodies. That is considered the first resurrection. And then God makes the statement that the rest of the dead, those people who have died but who have not died in Christ, they died not believing that Jesus the Christ was their Savior, but these people will be resurrected. So God says, but the rest of the dead did not live again until the millennium was over, until the thousand-year reign of Jesus the Christ and the resurrected saints on this earth, until that 1,000-year period of time is over, those who have died outside of the faith of Christ, that's when those people will be resurrected. And so, who specifically are these rest of the dead? Well, as an example, we have most of the Israelites. Now, you might be thinking in your mind, well, wait a minute. The Israelites, they rejected the Lord as their Messiah. Well, there are some few who truly were called by God, who certainly understood that Yeshua was the Messiah, and they rejected him. No doubt about that. But the majority of the Israelites during Jesus' time, certainly before Jesus' time, and certainly after Jesus' time, most of the Israelites have been blinded, and God is the one who's put the blinders on them. We're going to cover that in a couple of programs in the future. But suffice it to say that most of the Israelites have been blinded, which means that they have not ever had a chance to truly know Yeshua as their Messiah. And I'll give you an example of this. You had the first disciples who were Israelites, right? Now they walked with Yeshua for 3.5 years, and yet they never truly understood him as the Messiah because their minds were not open to see him as the Messiah. That's why after he was crucified, they basically went back to fishing, went back to their old way of life. But notice that after the Holy Spirit was given to them on the day of Pentecost, that's when they were truly converted. That's when, for the first time, they truly believed that Yeshua was their Messiah, that he was the Son of God. And so likewise, most of the people alive in Christ's day, the Israelites at the time, yeah, they knew that he was a person, but right from the outset, they never believed that he was the Messiah. So they haven't rejected him, and therefore they don't deserve to be cast into the lake of fire. They are just dead. They're just in the grave. They're just dead. And God is the one who says that he blinded them. So God is going to resurrect all of those people and give them their first opportunity at salvation, because he's going to take the blinders off of their minds and he's going to give them his Holy Spirit, which will enable them to have faith to believe that Yeshua is their Messiah. So let's read about this in Ezekiel chapter 37, and this is verses 1 through 27. This is Ezekiel chapter 37 and verses 1 through 27. And this is answering the question, who are the rest of the dead? The people who will be resurrected to physical life, right? To temporary life after the 1,000-year reign of Jesus the Christ and the reign of all of the resurrected saints who were in the first resurrection, resurrected at Christ's second coming, and those who were given eternal life in spirit-composed bodies. So the rest of the dead were resurrected after that, but they were resurrected to temporary life with physical bodies. This is what we're discussing now, is who are these rest of the dead. And as we're going to see, this a part of the rest of the dead are the majority of the Israelites who have ever lived, even though, yes, they knew something about God in the Old Testament, and very few knew even about Yeshua in the New Testament, but most of these people were never called. The blinders were on them. This is who we're talking about, and this describes what's going to happen to them after the 1,000 years when they are resurrected to physical life, temporary life. This is Ezekiel chapter 37 and verses 1 through 27. The hand of Yahweh was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of Yahweh, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? In other words, can they be resurrected? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. And again he said to me, prophesy upon these bones, and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these dry bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. Isn't that something that triggers a thought in your mind? What did God say when he created Adam and Eve? He said he took them of the dust of the earth, and he breathed into their nostrils the breath of life, and they became a living soul. That's the same thing that's happening here. God is saying, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring upon you flesh, covering you with skin. So notice that this is a resurrection to physical life. And he says, you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and there was a noise and some shaking, and these bones came together. And then I saw the flesh coming on the bones, seeing how the skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain. So these are dead people. Breathe upon these slain, that they may live, that they may be resurrected to life. But this is temporary life in physical bodies. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and therefore they stood upon their feet. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. And say to them, and they said, in fact, our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. Their hope of having eternal life is lost. We are cut off. Therefore prophesy to this whole house of Israel, and say to them, the Lord God will open your graves, and cause you to come up out of your graves, and bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord, when I have what? Opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves. And I shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live. And I shall place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it. The word of the Lord came to me again and said, say the same thing to the house of Judah. So first he talked to the house of Israel. Now he's saying, say the same thing to the house of Judah. Thus said the Lord God, behold, I will take the children of Israel and the children of Judah from among the heathen, wherever they have been scattered and wherever they died, and I'm going to bring them into their own land again, and I will make them into one nation. They're not going to be two nations anymore. Now notice what it says here. This is so amazing. It says, and David my servant shall be king over them. Now this has never happened, because David died, right? After David died, the kingdom was split into the northern house of Israel and the southern house of Judah. So now God is saying that after he brings them back together, unites them once again, that David will be the king over them. That means that David, who will be resurrected in the first resurrection, will be king over the northern house of Israel and the southern house of Judah, because they're not going to be two kings anymore. They're going to be reunited under one kingdom. And David shall be the king over them, and they shall have one shepherd, and they shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes to do them, and they shall dwell in the land that I have given to Jacob my servant. And notice this again: David shall be their prince for how long? Forever. David shall be their prince forever, because David will have eternal life. And for these people who are resurrected after they accept Yeshua as their Messiah, after they accept Yahweh as their Elohim, they will know that the Lord is their God. And notice what it says: they will have eternal life also. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be what? An everlasting covenant with them. And I will place them and multiply them in that land, and I will set my sanctuary in their midst for how long? Forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them forevermore. Yes, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. This is the same language that God was talking about in the book of Hebrews and in the book of Jeremiah and in other places, where he told the Israelites that there would come a time in the future, after he opened up the graves and opened up their eyes, taking the blinders off, that he would give them the Holy Spirit, which would then enable the laws of God to be written in their hearts and in their minds. This is talking about the new covenant, when God says, for the first time, I am going to seek to make them walk according to my laws, because I'm going to, for the first time, give them the faith that I am their Lord, and that's going to come through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Once they have the Holy Spirit, they will testify of me in just a powerful manner, as the disciples did after they received the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. And so this is what we see here: a literal resurrection of the Israelites and the nation of Judah, but I'm calling both the northern tribe and the southern tribes, I'm calling them all Israelites, because that's what they were called originally before they split. So all of the Israelites will have their first opportunity at salvation when they are resurrected from the dead, and this resurrection from the dead will occur after the 1,000-year reign of Yeshua Messiah, along with the resurrected saints who were resurrected at the beginning of the millennium, which occurred at Christ's second coming. So this is great news for the Israelites, and that's why the last great day is called the last great day, because it's great news. Now, this is great news for the Israelites, but what about the Gentiles? Well, that's what we're going to cover in our next program. Thanks for joining me on this program, and may God be in you.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org or call us on 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.